Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest chosen from among people is appointed to act on the behalf of people in the things concerning God, so that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with those who are ignorant and who have been deceived, because he himself is subject to weakness. Because of this, he also is required to offer sacrifices for his own sins, just as he does for the people's sins. No one takes this honor for himself. Rather, he is called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, neither did Christ glorify himself by making himself high priest. Instead, the one speaking to him said, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." It is just as he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever after the manner of Melchizedek." During the days of his flesh, Christ offered up both prayers and requests with loud cries and tears to God, the one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his godly life. Even though he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. He was made perfect and became, for everyone who obeys him, the cause of eternal salvation. He was designated by God as high priest after the manner of Melchizedek. We have much to say about Jesus, but it is hard to explain since you have become dull in hearing. For though by this time you should be teachers, you still have need for someone to teach you the elementary principles of God's messages. You need milk, not solid food. For anyone who only takes milk is inexperienced with the message of righteousness because he is still a little child. But solid food is for the mature. These are those who, because of their maturity, have their understanding trained for distinguishing good from evil.